Good afternoon and welcome to FactSet U.S. Market Recap. Today is Wednesday, September 30th. U.S. equities ended the day in the green as the Dow was up 1.2%, the S&P 500 finished plus 0.8%, and the Nasdaq was up 0.7%. A pickup in hopes for a fiscal stimulus deal seems to be the easiest excuse for the market strength. Healthcare, financials, and consumer staples were the leaders, while industrials and energy were the only sectors lower. Treasuries were weaker with the curve steepening. The yield in the 10-year was up 4 basis points to around 0.69%. The dollar was firmer against the euro and a bit lower on the yen cross. Gold finished down 0.4%. WTI crude settled up 2.3% after an unexpected U.S. inventory decline. President Trump and Joe Biden clashed over several topics in a heated first presidential debate. A CBS Instant poll showed viewers thought Biden won the night. In the end, however, it remains unclear how much the contentious debate may shift the polls, with Biden currently enjoying polling leads nationally and in several key swing states. The vice presidential candidates meet for their debate on October 7th. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin said on CNBC, there will be one more serious try to get a stimulus deal done. Mnuchin added that he and House Speaker Pelosi will talk again today and are hopeful about the potential for a bipartisan compromise. The Democrats are currently at $2.2 billion, while the Trump administration has indicated it could come up to $1.5 billion. ADP private payrolls and Chicago PMI both surprised to the upside, following a mostly better-than-expected batch of data overnight, including the China PMIs. ADP employment for September showed an increase of 749,000 ahead of 605,000 estimate, while Chicago PMI was up 10.3 points month over month to 62.4, which was ahead of consensus. Reuters reported the House Judiciary Committee's antitrust subcommittee is expected to release its report on antitrust allegations against big tech as soon as Monday. Turning to company-specific news, Walt Disney said it would lay off approximately 28,000 employees at its domestic theme parks. The laid-off workers, about two-thirds of which are part-time employees, have been on furlough since April. The company finished down 1%. Palantir Technologies opened at $10 per share on the New York Stock Exchange and ended the day at $9.50 per share after the New York Stock Exchange set a reference price at $7.25 per share. Yesterday after the close, Regeneron Pharmaceuticals announced an early-stage study showed its experimental coronavirus drug helped reduce virus levels and improve symptoms in non-hospitalized patients with mild to moderate COVID-19. In an interview with the Financial Times, Moderna's CEO said its vaccine won't be ready before the U.S. election. Nikola was up 14.5% after CNBC reported GM could take a stake in the company greater than 11%. Datadog finished the day up 12.3% after it announced a strategic partnership with Microsoft. Duke Energy was up 7.4% after the Wall Street Journal reported NextEra Energy recently made a takeover approach. The paper said that while NextEra was rebuffed, it remains interested in pursuing what would be a $60 billion plus combination. Micron was down 7.4%, and Enerpac Tool Group was down 5.9% after both companies reported Q4 earnings. For tomorrow, be on the lookout for jobless claims, personal income and outlays, and ISM Manufacturing Index. Thank you for joining us for today's U.S. Market Recap. You can continue to follow today's news in real time at streetaccount.com.